Family Morning Show. Good morning. It's Jody Stevens and...
Hi, I'm Lisa Daggs here on Reality Check.
Yeah, it's Recovery Talk on the radio. We do this each weekday around 8:20 and 8:40. We have been talking about addiction here the last couple of weeks. And last week we touched on how God gives us a choice to turn our will over to Him or to continue on in our addictions. I know Lisa and I both have experience with both of these levels. But one of the things that we do know is that people who struggle with addictions, they don't want to let go. And they don't want to let go for a lot of reasons, but one of them is that they think they are managing their lives quite well with their addiction, when in reality, you know, that's exactly what they're doing. They're spending their whole time managing their addiction.
And losing out on life.
Yes.
And that's what I did. I had these to-do lists, Jody, and I would have great intentions every morning to wake up and do this to-do list. I was going to do life different this day.
You know?
This was in my act of using and drinking and everything. And so I'd have, you know, 15 things on my list, and I'd get up, and the first thing that happened is my addiction would call my name.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'd run to that, and I think, well, right after this, then I'll do that. And that went on all day long until, like, you know, 4:59. It was like 4:30. I'd probably be getting out of the shower and go, I got to hurry up.
Oh,
I got to go to the bank. I got to post office. I got to do this. And crazy. And then driving crazy through traffic, trying to do all this list in a short amount of time, you know. And then in my recovery, I wrote a song called More To Do that I really should have called Spin Out, because it's 7:30 and I'm starting slow.
Yeah.
11 p.m. feels like 10 minutes ago. Coffee in one hand, phone in the other. Call the bank, call the office, dial a prayer, call your mother. And on the way here, you know, I'm looking at traffic and I'm watching my rear view and I'm, you know, it was crazy. So, you know, it just shows me that we need to let go and let God handle our life, because it's crazy.
I can remember having a discussion with a sponsor years ago when I first got sober, telling her how well I was managing my life, because I had a great job and I had, you know, I was making pretty good money and things were going pretty well, except for, you know, maybe that morning when I woke up and the front door was wide open and I was passed out on the couch and the salmon that I had put in the broiler was burned to a crisp and the whole place was full of smoke and I almost burnt it down. But I was managing really well.
Good job.
You know, I was managing really well. And if you can kind of relate to this, your story may not be as chaotic as ours was, but could be your obsession with food. It could be bulimic behavior that has you hooked. Maybe the continual enabling of an addict or an alcoholic in your life that is causing you to spend so much of your time managing that. Then we are ready to ask that question.